Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV. 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM in Richmond. We're streaming live on the Odyssey app. You can watch us on the Monumental Sports Network, brought to you by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. It's Bish Cakes, EB, and JP. That is the foursome. Tom Wilson for the Capitals is going to join us coming up at 8:40. That season is just around the corner. Believe the regular season in the NHL starts in 1 week.
Yeah, they start in Prague. Some teams are playing overseas to start the season.
Yes. Joining us right now, like he does every Friday at this time, is John Feinstein, best-selling author, Washington Post columnist. He's brought to you by Golfdom. They can now custom fit you for the new GT Metals from Titleist or the new Apex Irons from Callaway. Visit them in Tysons, Rockville, or Annapolis to get your game ready for fall golf. Golfdom by Worldwide Golf. Get there. Hey, John.
Morning, fellas. By the way, I was in Prague years ago. It's a spectacularly beautiful city. It really is. I loved it.
Yeah, my daughter did a semester abroad while she was at NYU, based in Prague, which she loved because she visited, I believe, 14 countries in 3 months.
I can believe it. I mean, you know how compact Europe is, so not surprising. And I went to Prague, actually, for the Federation Cup, the first time Martina Navratilova went back to Czechoslovakia. After defecting, and it was an amazing week. It really was.
Hey, have we ever gotten
right on the water?
Have we ever gotten your stance on pickleball, John? Because you're a tennis guy. You cover tennis for years.
Yeah.
Are you pro or con on pickleball?
I'm sort of neither. I mean, if people want to play it, and my daughter played it, Jane played it when she was younger. Fine, I'm all for it, but I'm certainly not going to watch it on television.
Even the best players in the world, you have no interest?
No interest. No, no. I just don't.
Not his thing.
The doubles not my is pretty, thing. The points are incredible, you know, when they have the big points.
Yeah, so I'm guessing John will be a part of the Pickleball at the Mall media event that I'm going to today.
Yeah, he won't be there.
It's going to be canceled because of rain, you mean?
I'll meet you there, but if I'm late, you should start without.
Okay, we'll be sure to do that.
You had invited him, Cakes.
Oh, well, it's too late. I guess he just won't go.
I was so looking forward to the invite.
I'm sure.
John, we wanted to ask you your thoughts on the UNLV quarterback that just kind of decided, you know what?
Yeah.
I'm out of here. There's some dispute whether or not they had actually agreed to something or not. He says they did agree to pay him. They say they didn't. Either way, he's out of there. And I think probably for him personally, probably a good move. Somebody will see he played well, and his profile's
right,
a little higher.
3-0.
They'll probably cash out. But
he probably will.
Yeah,
he
but you know, will. Leaves his guys in the dust there.
Yeah, now that to me would be the issue. What you're doing to your teammates? I don't care about the school, or some president blathering on about student athletes. That's pretty funny now, isn't it? But this is just another step in where we're going in college football, basketball world with NILs. There are going to be disputes. There have already been bidding wars. There will be more of them. And this is the world we live in. And to bemoan this it's a waste of time. It's like I'm sitting here watching it rain and I'm, what am I going to do? Complain about it? No.
There's nothing you can do about it.
Right. Yeah, exactly. And I don't know if it'll pay off for the kid because he's going to have to live with, walking out on his teammates, although he'll probably, as you guys said, make more money than he was. He was allegedly guaranteed $100,000 at UNLV. Somebody will probably pay him more than that to go and play for them because he's a good player.
Well, it kind of depends on what the truth is. I mean, if another school finds out that he was not promised the 100 and his agent came in and just like making stuff up, do they really want to deal with that?
Who apparently is not certified in Nevada.
I mean, do they want to deal with that nonsense with him coming in? I don't know. That'd be a good question.
You know what, Jason? It only takes one. takes one.
Right.
And most of the time, as you guys know, in sports, people don't look at character. They look at talent. And he's got talent, and I'm pretty sure somebody will pick him up.
John.
Now, how much do you get paid? I don't know.
Sure.
I don't know.
John, what is the solution to this? Because obviously, I think long-term it's untenable. Is there like a salary cap that's out there? I don't think they're ever going to be able to take away the kid's name, image, and likeness at this point. That's already been
Because that's already been going through the courts.
Yeah.
Yeah, the Supreme Court voted 9-0. A conservative
that's
court
a win.
Voted
that's
9-0.
Right. So what is the answer to make this just a little bit more palatable for everybody?
You know, that's a good question, and I wish I had a brilliant answer, because if I did, I'd go somewhere with it. Because the problem, here's the problem. Charlie Baker, who's now president of the NCAA, has been lobbying Congress mercilessly to try to get the kind of controls you're talking about, whether it's a cap, whether it's a limit on how much an individual kid can make or how much an entire team can make. I mean, Ohio State's football team is supposedly being paid $20 million for this season in NIL.
Yep.
And so he's you know, going he's an old politician. He was governor of Massachusetts. Going the route of lobbying Congress. Well, that's all well and good, but they can pass any laws they want. And the minute they pass one, somebody's going to take them to court.
Mm-hmm.
Because the courts didn't say you can have NILs up to a certain point. They didn't say you can have a limited amount of NILs. They said you own your name, image, and likeness, mm-hmm. and you can do with it what you want. And, of course, boosters and alumni, you know, all the schools have collectives now. They have full-time employees whose job is to raise money for NILs. And that's why there's so much money being handed out nowadays. So I don't see the answer being in Congress. The answer in sports is rarely in Congress.
Mm-hmm.
And now, you know, Charlie Baker, because this is what he knows, and this is essentially what he was hired to do, since Mark Emmert was so incredibly ineffective in every way.
Hmm.
But I don't see an answer, unless now that the other question, major question, is what are they going to do when the players become employees, which, you know, they're supposedly negotiating a deal on that right now. And they've been ordered by the courts to do that. And when the kids become employees, how do you deal with their scholarships? Because if they're employees, they're going to be taxed.
Yeah.
And that's going to be another major issue. But once that happens, maybe, you know, again, kicking and screaming, the NCAA can acknowledge a union for the athletes and work out some kind of deal that does have limitations. But that's a long way off.
Well, they get taxed now with the NIL.
The NIL, but not their scholarships.
No, I'm just saying that they've got to learn how to pay taxes with the NIL money that they're getting.
Right, but the question is, if you know, we think that generally in terms of the stars.
Mm-hmm.
The kids who are, you know, going to be drafted by the NFL or by the NBA. But most of these guys aren't going to be drafted,
correct.
Aren't going to be professionals. So the money they make so the scholarship is important, because they need, they may not know it, but they do need to graduate. They do need to go to school for 4 years.
Sure.
And if they're not getting much NIL money, because these are not the guys getting the $1 million NIL money. These are guys getting, I don't know, $10,000 in NIL money. If they're taxed on their scholarships and on the NIL money, that's going to be a pretty big chunk of money.
Well, John, you wouldn't believe some of the money being thrown out to some of these athletes that I've talked to coaches about.
Oh, no, I would believe it, Jason.
But they're not. They've got no chance of going to the pros, and they're getting stupid money.
Right. Well, look. As you guys know, I'm teaching at Longwood now.
Mm-hmm.
Longwood is a lower-level Division I basketball program.
Yeah.
Today, if it's not rained out, they're going to hold their annual golf tournament that exists strictly to raise money for NILs, for the kids playing at Longwood.
Right.
You know, they're not going to be playing in the NBA. Some of them might play overseas if they're lucky, but NILs are everywhere. It's just a matter of how much.
John, just switching gears, I guess they're moving on in Oakland with the A's. I don't know if it's real or not, but I thought I saw a Ricky Henderson quote, which was classic, where he said something, in effect, if it was true, I don't have time to worry about it. I got too much money.
Yeah, he said I'm too rich.
to worry about it.
Sounds like Ricky Henderson.
Yeah.
I remember being in the clubhouse. Do you remember the old show WKRP in Cincinnati?
Sure, of course.
Yeah. And Les Nessman didn't have an office, so he drew chalk lines around his desk and said, this is my office. Ricky did that around his locker. and if you remember the meeting, you want to talk to Ricky, you had to knock on the quote-unquote door. before he would let you in, and most of the time he didn't. So Ricky's different. There's no question about that. And if you ask Ricky about it, he'll say, hey, Ricky's different. But the whole thing in Oakland is sad. I mean, John Fisher is like the Dan Snyder of baseball owners. His money's inherited. You know, he was born on third base, thought he tripled. And he didn't want to be in Oakland anymore. He wanted to be in Vegas, I guess, because Vegas is cool. And even though the city of Oakland made all sorts of attempts to, you know, work with him on building a new stadium, and he just didn't want it to happen. He took the team apart as best he could. And I think it's to a great credit to this year's team that their record is as good as it is. I mean, they easily could have been the White Sox. And they're not. They're not even going to finish last. They're going to finish ahead of the Angels, and their record is similar to the Nationals.
Yeah, equal amount of wins, yep.
Yeah, and so good for them, for those guys, for continuing to play hard and for Mark Kotze to manage them as well as they did. But I spent a lot of time in Oakland when Tony La Russa was the manager, when they were really good, the Bash Brothers, all of that. And I always liked the town. I really did. Dave Stewart, one of my favorite baseball players of all time, was on those teams. And I didn't mind the stadium. I mean, you know, it was okay. It was perfectly okay with me. But obviously what I think doesn't matter at all.
So Mike Rizzo sent C.J. Abrams down to the minors. Most people believe it's because he was seen, you know, gambling all night. Don't know if that had happened before. What did you make of that situation?
Well, first of all, clearly this was not a one-night thing.
Yeah,
you don't do this to a star player, or really any player, but certainly not to a star player.
Yeah.
You know, C.J. Abrams was their all-star this year. He did not have a good second half, but he's one of those young players who they keep talking about are going to be right in the middle of the Nats when they get good again. We're now in year five of them having losing records. But you don't do that publicly to a player, first of all, unless there's a lot more to it than one night out. And also, Rizzo went back under his desk, as he often does when things get controversial, has not commented on anything beyond Davey Martinez saying this was not related to performance. The Nationals owe their fans more than this in terms of C.J. Abrams is a public figure. The Nats are a public entity. They sell tickets. They take television money because of the fans being interested. And Rizzo owes the fans, not the media, the fans, more of an explanation than what Davey Martinez has said thus far. The Nats have never been good at handling any sort of controversy. And that's because Rizzo just wants, you know, Rizzo just wants good news, which I understand, by the way. Mm-hmm. So it's not a good look in any way for the franchise, for a star player to be. Basically what they did was they publicly humiliated them. Had nothing to do with where they were going in the standings or, you know, his last week of play this season, which is now not a week of play because this minor league season was over. So it's a bad look for everybody in this situation.
Yeah, they shamed him.
That's exactly what they did. They shamed him. They said, you're going away, and it's not because of your play, because obviously his play, even though he didn't have a good second half, was plenty good enough to still be on the major league roster to be the starting shortstop. But they said, we're gonna make you look bad. And that's exactly what they did, because we don't know why they did it. And so now wild rumors, you know, spread, which is what happens when you are not, when you don't tell people exactly what's going on.
John, you bought your Super Bowl tickets yet for the Commanders?
Oh, yeah. I got my plane reservation. Are you kidding? Yeah. I'm ready.
Hey,
look, that was an impressive performance. You know, I'm the one who always makes fun of how the media overreacts in this town to anything the Commanders do. But that was an impressive win because the Bengals desperately needed that game.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought they had played well against the Chiefs in losing it excuse me, in losing at the buzzer the week before. And, you know, this is why I do not gamble. I thought the Commanders would beat Tampa Bay. I thought they'd lose to the Bengals. So that's why I don't go anywhere near gambling ever. But Jaden Daniels has been impressive. I mean, we can't say anything different. But 2-1 is a long way from the Super Bowl, except if you're the Washington media.
Are you more sold, though, on Jaden as a player personally than you are the team and where they may end up this year?
Yeah, that's a very good question. I like Daniels all along, as you guys know. And I think I said to you before the season started, I thought they had a chance to be a, you know, 9-8 type team and, and compete for the playoffs. But and with all the kudos that were heaped on Daniels before he played a game, I kind of rolled my eyes. But damn, he's been good. I mean, he's really been good. And the thing is, he's been good throwing the ball, not just running the ball. And we know he could run the ball, but he's really been good throwing the ball. And if I were a fan of the team, I would be very encouraged right now.
All right, John, enjoy the weekend.
You guys too. I mean, I know you're all going to be in front of your TV sets to watch the President's Cup because it's such an exciting event.
Yeah, I can't wait.
We've actually got it on in the studio behind Valdez. I mean, we're monitoring.
Well, Valdez would watch you and I play golf.
Yes, he would. He has a problem.
Let's be honest.
He might.
But
the Nubbers Cup.
there's nothing. I could do a whole segment on why the President's Cup should go away and why it's a waste of time. And it was best summed up by Lanny Watkins the last time they played in Australia in 1998 when he said, why are we all flying to Australia to play against a bunch of guys who play on our tour and live in Florida?
Yeah, right. Yeah. That's a great point.
Very good point.
Yeah. All right, John.
Yeah. Thank you.
All right, guys. Have a great weekend.
All right, you best-selling too. Author, Washington Post columnist John Feinstein, brought to you by Golfdom, where you can custom fit. They can custom fit you for new GT medals from Titleist, new Apex irons from Callaway. You can visit them in Tysons, Rockville, or Annapolis to get your game ready for fall golf. Golfdom by Worldwide Golf. Get there. Coming up next, it's EB's entertainment page here on The Fan. Welcome back. Junkies coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 on a football Friday. We'll get into our Commanders picks coming up in the 9 o'clock hour. We also have Metallica tickets to give away, so stay tuned.
Very good.
For your chance to win Metallica tickets coming up in 15 minutes. Tom Wilson from your Washington Capitals joins us. They've already had a couple preseason games.
Yes, they have.
How have they done in those? I know the first one they got pummeled.
They got boat raced by the Flyers in the first game.
I think they won the second one when they scored like five goals.
And they have a game tonight at Cap One against CBJ, I believe, are in town. The Blue Jackets in town.
Okay.
Tonight.
So we'll talk a little puck with Tom Wilson coming up in 15 minutes. Scott Abraham from ABC7 at 9 o'clock to get back into Commanders Bengals. But let's open up the entertainment page driven by BMW Fairfax.
That's right. He may not be the most interesting man in the world, but my guy Mike Walker over at BMW Fairfax has no interest in charging you interest. 2.99% on most X-Series models. I've got the X5. I love it. For a limited time only. Find out more at BMWFairfax.com. They got electric vehicles, military discounts, used vehicles, certified pre-owned, all that good stuff. So, by the way, somebody, Drabby just gave me this letter. Somebody sent me a letter. I vaguely remember this. Somebody sent me a mean letter earlier this year.
Okay.
Remember? He says, dear Eric, I'm writing to apologize.
Is this handwritten or typed out?
Typed.
Okay.
I sent you a mean letter earlier this year.
Okay.
That was completely unnecessary. You're an amazing entertainer. Oh, that's nice. And clearly a great father. I think we all are. I hope you accept my apology.
Oh, very nice.
Wow.
Signed, Matt Valdez.
No.
And then, more importantly, he gave you $10, right?
$10.
$10. $10 US. Look at that.
Yeah, yeah. So
he was $10 sorry.
Yeah.
That's solid.
Thank you.
Really sorry. Maybe get $20.
I was at, remember I told you I had a flat tire, or, you know, I had a nail in my tire, which, thank God,
sure,
the great people over at BMW Fairfax resolved for me.
Yep.
I went to the gas station because I was going to put air in the tire just to see how long it would last me.
Yep.
I had no cash. I couldn't. I went to the guy and I go, here's my credit card. Can you just, like, I'll buy gum or something. Can you give me some cash back?
Yeah.
No, wouldn't do that bit. I said, debit card? No.
No, that was a thing. You just
Cash back or something. Sometimes you can do cash back.
Okay.
The debit card.
Hey, kudos to Drab because he could have taken that $10 and I guess easily. You would have never known. Yeah, he could have just given you the letter.
Drab's an honest fella.
Honest guy.
Now, he might have taken that. 10 other.
Yeah, like maybe 20 in here. Might have been 15.
You'll never know.
I didn't even think about it.
Yeah, sure.
But next time.
Top.
I basically had to go to the ATM and get cash out from a random ATM at a gas station and then go buy something dumb so I can have quarters.
Okay.
Because I don't carry cash. Mm,
yeah, you don't have it. It's not a thing.
The air machine doesn't have a card reader?
It did not. It was old school. Yeah, it was a hoop.
No.
Hold on. Yeah. That place charges you for air?
A lot of places.
Most every place does now.
Not the silly BP, which is now an Amoco in my hood. Really? Free air.
I didn't even know there still were Amocos.
Freebie. They're rebranding. Because okay. I've seen a couple BPs rebranding to Amocos in the last month. Yeah. Free air.
All the sheets, free air. If you pay for air in your tire, you're a donk.
You're kind of a donk. You got to find the free air.
When you're
desperate.
Now, if you're desperate, I understand.
Right. Yeah, you're losing air.
You got zippy PSI.
You just got to go to the first gas station you see.
Need that PSI.
I actually thought most charged. I didn't really know it was a thing.
I still think most do.
Huh?
Most do, but
yeah.
But usually right next to the vacuum where they charge.
I scoped out all the free air spots.
I like capitalism.
You lost $2.
I'm a capitalist.
Or $1.50, whatever.
Air should be free. I'm sorry. Air should be free at a gas station.
Free. It should be free.
In my opinion.
Well, I'm with you.
Yeah. You're on the correct side.
Right. And I told the story earlier. There was a baby snake, little garter snake, I think. Mm-hmm. I never saw it. My wife said, about 6 inches long. It somehow, I think this happened a couple years ago too. When it rains a ton, mm-hmm. it kind of flushes them out, I think. It kind of come out of the hiding.
Yeah.
It was in our kitchen. My daughter started screaming. It then slithered under our dishwasher.
Silly song by
Velvet
Revolver.
And now I can't find it. Now, I mean, it's gone. I mean,
well, it
slithered. I think my wife says, under the flooring, there's probably holes and stuff. And now it's just
little cracks they can get into.
Yeah, it's all over that. So I don't know. If anybody has an idea how to get rid of that snake or kill it. Because I had a hoe. I was going to chop it into a billion pieces. Even though it was a harmless
Call
baby
Cowboy
snake.
Call Cowboy Todd.
And it was 6 inches.
6 inches.
Cowboy Todd will know how to
maybe
do.
Three pieces.
I don't get
chop it into
sized for snakes. At
I hate
all.
Snakes.
Well, it just means there's a mama snake somewhere around.
Probably, yeah. Oh, hopefully it's outside, not in my house.
I hope inside.
By the way, I got a random text from Cowboy Todd last night. He texted me out of the blue. He's like, "You have any spots left open for your Cakes Classic next week?" And I was like, "You're finished. EB's playing.
Yeah,
you're
finished. He can buy a spot.
Oh, yeah, he can buy in. Sure, he can buy his way in."
Right.
The special guest bounty slot filled.
All right, guys. I saw Tailgate Ted tweeting about this.
Okay.
He wants to be in the new pickleball movie, apparently.
He loves him. He loves tailgating, and he loves him some pickleball, that Tailgate Ted.
Yeah, he does. Ben Stiller is apparently going to direct a pickleball movie called The Dink.
Okay.
It's going to star... Oh, that sounds brutal. Jake Johnson, Mary Steenburgen.
Jake Johnson's butt funny. You sleep
Ed
on
Harris.
Him.
And Andy Roddick is going to have a little supporting role in there.
Okay.
So, who's Jake Johnson?
He's from New Girl. He's been in, he's been in a bunch of movies, comedic actor.
Is this going to be Dodgeball?
Probably.
Pickleball?
Yeah.
So is it going to be just a farce?
Oh, sure.
Maybe.
I guess. Yeah. Right. Corey
Feldman. He's from Always Sunny.
Is in the news, Cakes. Of course, you know him from Goonies, Stand By Me, Lost Boys.
Who is this again?
Corey Feldman.
Corey Feldman.
I feel like
he's
about 30 years past his due date, right?
Right.
I mean, he's like
sure.
way
his
in the
band
past.
Played at the Limp Bizkit show, like at Jiffy Lube Live, like a month and a half ago.
Well, maybe that's why he's still doing well, because he's in a divorce situation.
Okay.
And his wife says he makes $280,000 a month still.
Really?
Corey Feldman.
How's he pulling that sort of coin?
He
can't be royalties.
He goes to the gas station. He's got money to put air in his tires. You got nothing.
Yeah, I got nothing.
You got zippy.
You want free air? Hook your tire up to JP.
In movie and TV residuals.
Nice.
Touring, appearances, and merch he sells.
I guess so. He's on his hustle. He's on his grind.
Unbelievable.
Baffling. That he's making $300,000 a month.
You sleep on him in The Lost Boys. You definitely have never seen that movie. That's a classic.
Vampires?
Yes. Kiefer Sutherland.
A long
Jason
time
Patrick.
Ago.
It's old, yeah. But it's a good movie.
Hoda is leaving the Today Show early next year.
She gone. She a Hokie.
She is a Hokie.
For 17 years, and she just says that she just needs to spend more time with her kids. She had her kids later in life.
That's her basically saying, I'm rich, and I don't need to do this job anymore.
Yeah.
That's pretty much what she's saying to everybody.
Well, she just had her 60th birthday. Yeah. I think she recently got divorced, like, within the last 4 or 5 years, right?
Yeah, I don't know. And, I don't know anything about her personal life.
Yeah, I don't know anything, but I know that.
I just know she roots for a mediocre ACC football team.
Right.
Probably not even mediocre.
That's all I know.
Now, if you're a diehard Hoda fan, she's going to stay with NBC in some capacity, but the Today Show, Dunsky. He's overexposed. More Diddy news.
Yeah, somebody's overexposed, but Diddy's not overexposed.
Yeah, but this is like, I mean, do you care that Jelly Roll made his acting debut?
Not really.
Yeah, I just think it's...
Hey, what's going on? We talked about this yesterday on Bit Season. Why have you soured on Jelly Roll?
He's just a little overexposed.
No, you love overexposure.
Is it because, there's something else there.
Because you discovered him and now everybody likes him and
I still have a fondness for him. He's just in every commercial. He's on every podcast. He's on every award. He's just everywhere.
Need a break.
I just need a little break. That's all. He's got a new album coming out. I'm looking forward to listening to it. I think his last album, Whitfield Chapel or whatever it's called, I can listen to it from start to finish. It's a great album.
Whitfield Chapel?
Yeah. But it's just a little too much Jelly Roll.
All right. No more Jelly Roll in the EP for you.
No, it's fine. It's just, it's okay. But like, yeah, the Diddy stuff I find fascinating.
I love it. I love the new nuggets that come out every day.
One of Diddy's alleged encounters with a sex worker was apparently Cakes videotaped. And now they say the tape is in the hands of federal prosecutors.
Hey, didn't we all learn from Menace to Society, you don't show people the tape? You don't show the people the tape of the killing in the liquor store.
I'm going to need...
You should learn from that.
I'm going to need that to leak sometime soon. Yeah.
This is this looks like it's a threesome deal with a dude, another woman, and Diddy.
Oh, devil's threesome.
Freak off.
The worst kind.
I guess they're saying, everyone's saying freak off. Like, I don't even really quite know what freak off means.
I don't.
I guess they're saying group sex.
Okay.
That's like an orgy. I guess that's what a freak off is. Yeah. Group sex. And now 50 Cent, he can't stop trolling Diddy.
Sure.
Cent, I don't care what anybody says, he's hilarious.
He's a grade A troller.
He's awesome.
Yeah.
But he's actually getting somewhat serious. He's putting out like a 6-part documentary series on the whole Diddy abuse allegations on Netflix.
Hmm.
That's going to be a must watch.
I'm sure it is.
That's going to be a must watch, right? there were rumors that Diddy wasn't eating in prison because he was afraid he was being poisoned. TMZ has refuted that.
Can't trust
a
big button to smile.
And they say that Diddy is eating normally. Do you know who he allegedly is sharing potentially a cell with?
Yes, I do.
This and I've already forgotten.
Hint. Give me a hint.
He was buddies with Tom Brady.
The financial guy, Freed.
Sam Bankman-Fried.
Oh, the guy from the crypto.
FTX.
The crypto guy,
the crypto dude. Gotcha.
I did see that.
That, like, literally the biggest nerd in the world.
Yeah.
And Diddy.
Two business moguls.
I'm surprised they're putting... Yeah. I'm surprised there's anybody in a cell.
Yeah, I know they're in the same prison. I thought they were sharing a cell. That could be bogus. They're probably both in protective custody.
Yeah.
Who knows?
Did you see the baby oil update?
Oil update that I saw was that Costco denies that he bought it from there.
Yeah, Diddy's lawyer said that Diddy shops at Costco. He's a Costco guy.
Was he an executive member? Yeah. He had the black card instead of the white one?
He said there's a Costco near his house, and Diddy, like every American, likes to buy in bulk.
Sure.
So he bought all of his Johnson & Johnson baby oil from the Costco, took it back to his house. And then that's why he had so many bottles.
Mm-hmm.
And then Costco's going, no, we don't sell baby oil.
We don't sell baby oil.
Yeah, distance yourself from Diddy. That's the smart move.
Yeah. Right. Some people say, I don't know. I don't think I've ever bought baby oil. I don't even know. They say it can last years and years and years. To have 1,000 bottles is beyond absurd.
Well, you need them for a free. If you're hosting a freak off, you probably need 1,000 bottles.
We have some. Don't want your skin to get ashy, EB.
Oh, is that? Do people use it also for that?
Sure.
I thought they just use it just for buns.
Hey, probably more for the latter.
Hey, we have some in that basket for Ryan Poles. Remember?
Right. Well, are we gonna finish it off the bit or no? It's just dying on the vine.
Hey, can we put some baby oil on Cakes' bald head?
Why?
I don't know. Just for a bit.
What's going on about these and his obsession with baby oil? Yeah. I mean, he's mentions it 17 times.
He's
a show.
He's so titillated by it.
Yeah, I'm intrigued.
He's just so horny.
He's a very horny, perverted guy. Yeah, very horny.
You're not intrigued by the baby oil?
I guess.
You're going to be pouring baby oil on your vitiligo if the Ravens boat race the Bills this weekend.
You know how weird Diddy is? Like, he had that 50-foot bed for the freak-offs, right, in his backyard. He had beds in his little basketball court, like indoor basketball court. There were two beds.
He had just beds on the side?
Yeah.
He's just one of the world's weirdest dudes.
You pull a hamstring, got to lay down somewhere.
I guess. Playing basketball or doing something else?
Lay down Nico Collins in the bed so he could play on Sunday against the Jags. So, it's banged up hammy.
So there you go, Cakes. I entertained
you. Did entertain the masses. As usual. It's very good.
Coming up next, we're going to talk a little puck. Tom Wilson from your Washington Capitals joins us next here on The Fan. Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV in Richmond, 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM. We're streaming live on the Odyssey app. You can watch us on the Monumental Sports Network. Happy to be joined on the Backyard Guest Hotline by a guy who's entering his 12th season with the Washington Capitals, scored 18 goals last season. It's Tom Wilson, Caps forward. Hey, Tom.
Hey, guys. What's going on?
What's up, Will? It's been too long. Hey, before we start talking about Puck and the Capitals, congrats to you and your wife on the arrival of Teddy Wilson in May. That's awesome. You're a new dad. Teddy's around 5.5 or 6 months old at this point. That's great,
sleep?
Man. Congrats to you and your wife, Taylor. That's great.
Yeah, thanks. It's been an amazing summer. Obviously, a full-time job with the little guy, but it's awesome. It's been pretty special. So
it's nothing like it, right? Like just holding
changes
him,
your life, man.
Changes your life. Just like laying on the couch, have him sleep on your chest. Literally, it's the best.
Yeah. No. It's there's a bunch of new feelings and add some perspective, and it's pretty special to be able to welcome a son to the world. And he's 4 months now, and he's buzzing. So. I mean, he's going to be moving around in no time. I think he's going to be a terror, that's for sure.
When nice. Do you think you'll first put him on skates?
I don't know. We'll see. I think in Canada, you know, at your second birthday, you're pretty much expected to get out onto the ice.
Yeah.
We might get him some skates just to throw on the feet and get used to them here pretty soon. We'll see.
I mean, Teddy's got to catch up to Ovi's kids because I see what his kids are doing out on the ice. It's crazy.
Are they balling already?
Ballers.
Really?
Yeah. He's going to have some good role models. He's got, you know, Vince Backstrom and Sergei Ovechkin and all these guys ahead of him that will be paving the way, no doubt.
Right.
So, Tom, I got depressed a couple days ago when I saw a picture of you guys celebrating on the ice after winning the Stanley Cup back in 2018, and they had all of the players who were on that team who are no longer with the team in black and white, and then they had, like, the three guys left in color. It was you, it's Ovi, and it's Carly, and that's it, and I felt like crying a little bit when I saw that. Is it weird to you that almost all of the guys from that team have now moved on and have either retired or moved to other teams? What's that like reminiscing about that amazing run you guys went on back in 2018?
Yeah, I mean, it is crazy how quick time flies. You know, it was a heck of a run. That team was so close. I still stay in touch with pretty much all those guys. You know, we didn't have a 5-year reunion party, so I guess we'll be looking at 10 years to get the gang back together. But it's crazy. I mean, a lot of guys have gone on to have, you know, successful, careers in other spots, but just having Johnny and Owen, myself, you know, coming into training camp, there was a time where I was sitting on the bench looking around and it was a lot of new guys. And I was like, man, I'm the odd man out here, you know, all the new faces coming in. But it's really fun. We got a good, a good veteran group. And then, you know, I can be kind of the bridge to some of the amazing young players that are coming up. So it's a good time to be a Washington Capital, but definitely miss all those guys. And always fun to look back on the videos and the celebrations. It was a time of our life, and you know, we got to get back to making some noise and taking another run at it.
Willie, I was also a little bit bummed. Sorry to bring everybody down. The Oshie news that he's going on the long-term IR. His health is just failing him. The back issue, too much for him to overcome. I mean, you can't ask for a guy who's going to give more to his teammates, his team, his city than what Oshie gave here in Washington. Everybody's forever indebted to him for what he's done.
He seriously seems like the greatest guy.
Yeah, like just great teammate.
Yeah, he's the best. He's like a brother. We got really close. You know, I do anything for his family, and I think he'd do the same for me. So it's cool when you have a bond like that. And he is a warrior. I mean, he's when I say he tried everything and anything to overcome this injury, there's no place he'd rather be than at the rink with the boys playing hockey, snapping it around. He's a hockey player through and through, and he tried everything, but it's just it's been a really tough injury for him. And at the end of the day, this part of his life, health is so important. And you know, I'm glad he kind of, you know, looked at himself and put his family first and his health first, because he's laid it all on the line. And I think it's time right now just to take a step back, and hopefully he's able to, you know, you never know with Osh. I've learned that you never know. He could get, you know, suited up one day again, and I hope to one day play with him. But you know, if not, it's been a heck of a run. He's a true warrior of the game.
Talking to Tom Wilson from your Washington Capitals, a couple weeks away from the regular season opening up. Your last preseason game, you guys won. I think it was Ovi's preseason debut. How's he look so far? I'm still trying to figure out what was the difference in Ovi last year, first half versus second half, because second half, he just turned it on and started scoring goals all the time. First half, we were beginning to wonder what was going on.
Yeah, I don't know. He looked really good. I watched the first couple periods the other night in New Jersey, and he was moving really well. So you know, the ups and downs of the season, it's you know, you just try and stay as consistent as you can. He's done that for so long. He's put the team on his back and scored, you know, 50 goals, 100 points and all that for 20 years now. So you know, he has a couple weeks, a couple down weeks, and people freak out, but he always comes back roaring and scoring goals. So you know, he looks good. I think he's hungrier than ever. You know, he loves coming to the rink. He loves the game of hockey. You know, we'll see. I haven't played much with him. He's kind of been in the other group, training camp. You know, the next week or so we'll get acclimatized together, and you know, I'm excited to get out there with him.
Willie, I've got two Caps jerseys. One's Ovechkin, all right? Mm-hmm. I don't have yours, sorry. But I've got I got Jake Virana, and that's the guy you obviously played with, and he helped you guys win a cup back in 18, and you know, he was a high draft pick, and you know, he had some off-the-ice issues, but now he's back with you guys as a tryout. Talk to me about how he's looked. Can he make the team?
Yeah, he looks good. I think he's on the ice. He's kind of same old V. He's got so much skill, so much upside, and obviously went through some tough times in his career the last few years. But you know, he's a guy that as a teammate you really pull for. And you know, talking back to 2018 in that group and those guys, he's one of those guys that's like a brother and a guy that you really want to do well and succeed and have a great life. And you know, he's coming in here and he looks good, so he's gonna make it tough on the coaches to find a spot for him, and that's exactly what, you know, I think he wanted to do coming in here. So he's making some noise. He skates really well and just adds an element of fun around the rink. He's got that smile when he walks into the room, and he's a really good kid. So he says he's feeling really good about life and hockey and all that, and I'm happy for him. Hopefully he can get a crack at the lineup.
Willie, I was a little bit shook, I'm not going to lie to you, when I looked at the roster and some of the headshots of some of the young players that are on the team, and I came across Andrew Kristall. He's 19 years old. He looks like he's about 15, and then I was like, oh, my youngest kid is older than this kid that's playing on the Capitals. Like, what's that like for you coming into the locker room? I know you touched on it at the top of the interview. There's, you know, a mix of older guys and a lot of young guys in the room. What's it like when you see, like, a fresh-faced Andrew Kristall at 19 and some of the other younger players in that locker room now?
Yeah, it's so much fun. I think that's what's great about hockey is, the culture and just the game and the history, you know, the game just goes on and new fresh faces, players come in and they're extremely skilled. And this kid, Cristal, I mean, he can play. He's got some of the best hands and shiftiness that I've seen, and little guy, but goes into the tough areas and comes out with the puck, and also just a really fun kid to be around. So it's pretty cool as you grow up, and, you know, being able to play this long is obviously a huge privilege and something I don't take lightly. But one of the coolest things is just getting to know all the guys coming through the organization, and you know, now just hopefully helping the young guys any way I can, because the Caps have done an amazing job at bringing in, you know, first class guys, and it's really a fun group of youth coming through.
Well, what was it like for you? You go back to 2013. You're a teenager playing in the NHL with a bunch of men. What was it like to kind of fit into the locker room and that sort of thing?
Yeah, it's a whirlwind. I think you take every day, just day by day. You know, you wake up and you try and earn your jersey that day. You try and make an impact, do whatever you can. Obviously, I was getting into a bunch of fights back then and just trying to stay in the lineup and do whatever I could. But it's the best thing in the world, being a teenage kid and, you know, realizing your dream, playing in the NHL every day, and being around, you know, Holtz and Ovi and, you know, Joel Ward, Eric Fair, all these guys back then that, were super, super good leaders. They made me feel so comfortable coming to the rink every day, which is so much fun. And I look back and those are some of the most exciting years of my life, you know, cracking, you know, entering into the NHL and trying to stick around.
Willie, thanks for taking time for us on a game day, man. We appreciate it.
And stay healthy,
of course,
buddy.
We're always rooting for you, man. We'll talk to you again soon.
Yeah, thanks, guys. Yeah.
Thank you, buddy.
It's Tom Wilson, Capitals forward. You can go to WashingtonCapitals.com for tickets as they host Columbus here in D.C. tonight.
So it looks like they start in a couple weeks.
October 12th, boop, puck drop against the Devils. Against Josh
and then the
Harris
Wizards are going to start right after that.
Life flies by, buddy.
And Josh Harris, I'm rooting for the Devils because I own them. So
can
I'm
you gonna sell them already?
I'm going to be rooting for them. Sorry, Washington Commanders fans.
He doesn't really
That's
care about
my
the Devils.
Team.
Does he care about the Devils?
Why would he care
about the Commanders? Yeah.
Commanders are his big dog now.
They are. They're the top priority, EB. Yeah,
yeah. Coming up next, we will get back into Commanders Bengals.
Thank you.
Our pal Scott Abraham, sports director anchor on ABC7, joins us next here on The Junkies.